Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Well, we're almost to your room, Major Chandler.
That's nice. Hope it has a view.
Well, matter of fact, it does. Nice private courtyard just outside your big picture window.
Then why are you wasting it on me? Why not give it to some patient who can see?
Oh, come on, Tom. When we take those bandages off, you'll be seeing just like you used to.
Yeah.
And when you've gotten a little stronger, well, you can even get rid of this wheelchair.
Whoopee.
Here we are. Let me roll you in.
Carpet on the floor. Feels like it anyway.
I told you, Tom, nothing but the best for you.
Then how about a little R&R?
What would you like?
You know what I'd like. I'd like to get out of here, go home.
Of course you would. And that's just what you'll do, too, just the minute you're strong enough. Look, Tom, I know you still don't have any memory of it, but you took an incredible beating in that space capsule. By all rights, you shouldn't even be here now. The reentry heat turned it into a flaming
car. I know. I've heard it a dozen times.
Well, I'm just saying, give yourself time to mend.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm lucky. I could have been burned up like Mike and Danny.
That's right.
But why wasn't I?
Well, you'll probably never know. Of course, NASA is doing everything it can to find the answers, but meantime...
Yeah. Meantime, you got to keep me alive so I can keep feeding data on the flight. Incidentally, how many more sessions with a hypnotist?
She's almost through.
That's good.
Well, your bed's right here. Here, feel it.
Okay.
The bathroom is right over here.
Yeah.
And remember, if you need anything, push the button on the arm of your wheelchair.
Raj.
See you at dinner.
Yeah.
Major Thomas Lincoln Chandler, United States Air Force, sole survivor of America's boldest thrust into space, the circumnavigation of the planet Mars. Now heavily bandaged under treatment at a remote military hospital, the fragments of the three-man mission's last moments play back again and again in his memory.
Chandler, fire full retros.
The computer's still locked in. They won't fire.
Closing rate's increasing.
Revere, calling Houston.
Forget it, Mike. Remember the delay.
60 feet per second.
Try the circuit breakers.
I did.
70 feet per second.
Shut up, Danny.
Mike, get us out of this.
Hang on, Tommy. Look at the ground coming up.
Don't stop working those thrusters.
90 feet per second.
I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die.
I'll be back in 1 minute with tonight's story of suspense, A Blade of Grass, after this message. And now, Crisis.
But I didn't die. Why not? Why Danny? Why Mike? Why not me? The coward of the mission. Coward.
Well, how goes it, Major? Dr. Peel again.
Don't bother to knock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you talking.
No, forget it.
Whatever you say.
What is it now?
Florence is with me.
Good morning, Major Chandler.
Oh, no. Will you have mercy on me? I don't want to go through anymore.
I'm sorry, Major, but I think just this one session more will do it. And then I'll be able to turn over a complete profile of the flight to NASA. I know you've been through an awful lot, but I promise you I'll make it as easy as...
What are you doing?
Well, just rolling up your sleeve, you know.
Oh, God, do I know.
All right, Tom, here we go.
Well, you'll have to admit it's a lot quicker than the old hypodermic.
That's what you said the last time. You're always repeating yourself.
I am? I'm sorry.
Let's start the count back, Major.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6, 4, 4.
He's all yours.
All right, Major Chandler. We're in the command module of the Paul Revere now. 62 days into the mission.
Dr. Peel, Major.
Okay, come on in.
Well, ready for the big day? The coming out party?
Come on, Doctor. Let's get it over with.
Well, I don't blame you. Weeks and weeks without eyesight, but that's almost over now. I just hold perfectly still.
Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Is my face... will I be...
Disfigured? No.
How is that possible?
Well, we think we're pretty good at rebuilding.
And then can I go home?
Just as soon as you're strong enough.
When will that be?
Easy now, don't move. Now, there are two cotton pads over your eyelids. I'm going to remove them. And I want you to keep your eyes shut until I tell you to open them.
Okay.
All right, the pads are off. Feel okay?
Yeah.
See any light?
I think, yeah. It's sort of a brown red.
Fine. Now, very slowly, open your eyes. Tell me what you see.
I can see you. I can see you. And my room. And my hands. And the sky. And grass. And the sun.
Very good, good. Well, what do you think of that handsome young fellow in the mirror?
I'm a lot thinner, aren't I? But other than that, I can't even see a single scar. You're a genius, Dr. Peel. You're a genius.
Oh, I didn't do it alone. We worked over you night and day for a long time. But, of course, you wouldn't remember any of that. Just as well.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know whether it's just as well that I can't remember. I don't even know what happened. Or how I got out alive when Mike and Danny didn't.
Oh, don't concern yourself with it. The human mind has a sort of safety valve. When it experiences something that's unbearable, sometimes the memory of it is blocked completely out. It remains recorded on your subconscious mind, of course, etched in the convolutions of this part of your brain right here.
I want it out. I want to know.
Oh, I don't think that would be wise.
I want to talk to Florence. I want to hear the tapes I made while I was under hypnosis.
Florence works for NASA, Major. You'd have to get their permission.
They're my memories. I have a right to them. More right than they have.
Are you sure you'd want to remember?
Sure, I'm sure.
Mike, get us out of this!
Much better left alone.
No. No, I want to know how I got out of that module. Alive. And Mike and Danny didn't.
Hang on, Tommy. Look at the ground coming up.
Don't stop working those thrusters.
90 feet per second.
I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die!
That's all I can remember. Screaming, I don't want to die. And then nothing. Nothing until I woke up here in this hospital and learned that Mike and Danny were dead. Dr. Peel, you've got to let me know what happened.
Crisis is bringing you a story called A Blade of Grass. We'll be back with Act Two in a minute. Now, Act Two of A Blade of Grass.
Peel! Dr. Peel! Somebody! Hey, open my door! Will you open my door?
Major Chandler, what's the matter?
I'll tell you what's the matter. I lie down and take a little afternoon nap, and when I wake up, I find you've locked me in.
Oh, Tom, you're our most valuable guest. It was just for your own protection. Besides, you're still not...
Protection? Who are you protecting me from? I thought this was a military hospital, and I'm a patient. But the way you treat me, you'd think I was a prisoner.
Tom, get a hold of yourself.
That's one more thing. Why can't my wife visit me?
Your wife?
Yeah. If I can't go home, she ought to be able to visit me here. Look, I can walk a little. I'm able to use a telephone. I want a car.
Well, that presents a problem. As I told you, this is a top security hospital, and right now you're the biggest news story on Earth. Frankly, we're under orders to keep your presence here a secret.
What? You mean Barbara doesn't even know where I've been all these weeks?
No.
What do they tell her? That I'm dead? Is that it?
No, of course
not.
Listen
to me, Peel. I want out of this place, or else I want Barbara here. She's a good Air Force wife. She can keep secrets. Now get her here.
Look, Tom, I'm just a doctor. I don't make policy. But I understand how you feel. I'll do the best I can.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doc.
Hey, I didn't mean to blow up at you. It's just...
I understand. And I'll try to get them to bend the rules, okay?
Okay. And Doc... Thanks.
Well, Major Chandler, how's everything today?
Hello, Florence. Wait a minute. More hypnosis?
No, relax. It's an unofficial visit. I just wanted to see how you're getting along.
I'm bugged, to tell you the truth. It's being shut up here, incommunicado, like a prisoner. No mail, no telephone, no visitors. Why? You're from NASA. Explain it to me.
Well, I don't make policy, but the reason is... Look, this is pretty heavy stuff.
Tell me.
Well, it seems that public opinion isn't too friendly toward you at the moment. Because of the trouble on board the command module. All the networks were carrying the cabin communication live.
You mean they heard everything?
Everything. It seems the great American public likes its heroes 100% heroic, even in the face of death.
I see. And because I survived and Mike and Danny didn't...
Now, you get the general idea.
So I'm locked up here for my own protection.
It'll blow over.
You think it will?
Sure it will.
Look, would you leave me alone for a while, huh?
Certainly. It's just temporary, Major.
Look at the ground coming up!
Don't stop working those thrusters!
90 feet per second!
I don't want to die like this! I don't want to die!
Yeah. But now I don't want to live. How does a man commit suicide? Maybe that big plate glass window.
Head first!
Hey, you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, over the wall. You all right? Hey, boost me up. I want to see in the next yard.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. What do you see?
It's a guy on the grass. He fell right through a plate glass window. Wait a minute.
What?
It looks like... It is. It's Tommy.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. Hey, Chandler! Chandler!
Who's that? Who's that?
It is. It's Chandler. Tommy! It's Danny.
Danny? Danny, you're dead. You and Mike, they said so.
See me? See my head? Over the top of the wall.
Hey, somebody's crazy here. Let me walk over there.
Hey, Tommy, take it easy.
I want to get over by the wall. I'm going to make it. There.
You made it.
I can't believe it. They said you and Mike were dead.
Mike's alive, too. Come on up the wall, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, Tommy.
Mike, I can't believe it.
Neither can we. We thought you were dead.
Why would they do that? Why would they lie to us?
I haven't any idea.
They said your body was never recovered.
We just got outside today for the first time.
I feel like either I've gone crazy or else we are dead. Really dead. Do you suppose we could be?
That's crazy in itself.
Or is it?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
One thing... Did they tell you why you're being kept here?
Yeah, because of the publicity. Because the world thinks I'm a coward for letting you guys die.
That's ridiculous.
What'd they do to you?
I don't know exactly. I was unconscious for weeks, and then I was blind for a while.
Same with us.
You're kidding.
Danny and I have tried and tried to remember exactly what happened to the command module, but we can't bring it back.
But Florence knows. She hypnotized us.
Florence? The same to me.
Then they know.
Sure they know.
Listen, team. There's something very weird going on here.
You know it.
Ever since the bandages came off, we've been noticing little things. Noises.
Yeah, and sounds that aren't there.
Sounds that aren't there? What do you mean?
Aircraft. Where do you think they could put us where there's never the sound of an airplane?
Huh? You're right.
We figure we're definitely not in North America. Look at the angle of the sunlight. If we've been unconscious for several weeks, it must be fall by now. But the sun is in the wrong place in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. An astrophysicist would notice those things.
Maybe being a geologist, I ought to examine the ground.
What is it?
The grass. The grass is a different strain than I've ever seen.
You a botanist, too?
No, but it doesn't take a botanist to tell the difference between grass and plastic.
What? Have they got artificial turf here?
We'll soon see.
What are you digging for?
I want to see what's under this little blade of grass.
Well?
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Well, what is it, Chandler?
Here, help me pull up more of this grass, will you? There! Now, you tell me what you see under this plastic grass.
Steel. Or some kind of metal.
Major, what are you doing outside?
Uh-oh. It's Dr. Peel.
Then you know him, too?
He's our surgeon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, and so do I. You have a little explaining to do, Doctor.
Why'd you lie to us, Peel?
Everything was a lie, wasn't it?
Just a minute, now.
You lied. You told me Mike and Danny were dead.
And you said Tommy was dead. Why?
So it all adds up that you're keeping us prisoner.
Now, let's have the answers, Peel.
Gentlemen, just a minute, please.
Where are we? Where is this place?
All right, please. Let me answer you. It's true. Obviously, you were deceived, all three of you. But if you could only see it from our standpoint, I'm sure you'd understand.
This hospital isn't even in the U.S., right?
You're correct, Major.
Oh, well, I get it now. I guess we all know where we are, don't we?
Yeah, diverted by a Russian trick of some kind.
No, you're mistaken.
So you hijacked the command module.
Well, I don't know what we're waiting for. Grab him, Tommy!
Oh, no! No.
Got him, Tommy! Come on! He's our hostage! We're busting out of here!
Back through Tommy's window.
No, you won't get away with it!
Come on, here's my room.
And the door's open.
Come on in.
Where does this corridor go to?
Talk, Peel.
Nowhere.
We'll find out where. Keep in front of us, Mike.
You don't understand.
Here's a door. Now, what do we do?
Go through it.
No!
All right. What's on the other side, Peel?
Maybe the big boss.
Please listen to me. I'll tell you. When your capsule completed its third orbit around Mars, we interfered with your onboard computer and took control of your ship.
Oh, that's crazy. There's no way in the world you could do that.
Besides, I clearly remember us falling out of control toward the surface of the Earth.
No, Major. Not Earth. Mars.
What?
And how did we ever get back?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, what do you mean?
You never did return to Earth.
Then where are we? You mean we crashed on Mars? You mean this is Mars?
No, you know better than that. Mars is 115 degrees below zero. We couldn't survive for a second on Mars.
And where are we, Peel? What's on the other side of that door?
The laboratory. The laboratory aboard one of our ships. You see, we've duplicated Earth in this section of the lab, learned your language and habits, created acceptable images for ourselves, identical to the life form you represent.
But why?
To study you, to learn about you, and of course to prevent you from learning about us, which is why we took over your space capsule.
And what are you going to do with us now?
Unfortunately, you will no longer be useful to us as specimens.
Specimens?
Now, will you explain one thing to me? What was it that gave it away? How did you learn to suspect?
It was a blade of grass. A blade of grass Tommy pulled. It wasn't quite right. Almost, but not quite.
I see. Such a simple elemental thing. Well, thank you. We won't make that mistake next time. Now, gentlemen, shall we return to our rooms? Dinner will be served at 6 p.m., as usual.
A word about next week's Crisis program and the names of tonight's players after this word. Tonight, Crisis presented A Blade of Grass. Featured in our cast were Terry McManus, Glenn Ethier, Terry Rose, Pat French, and Russ Mooney. The program was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French. Our engineer was Carney Barton. Crisis is produced at Audio Recording Incorporated. Be with us again next week for Crisis.